Today's daf in Masechet Arachid is daf Chof Aleph. We're up to the Halakha Mishnah, right in the middle of the page. Chayvei Arachin Memashkenin Otan, whereas Chayvei Chatot Vashamot Ein Memashkenin Otan. So as Rabbi Yaakov asked yesterday, what do we do if the guy doesn't pay? So the halacha is that a gizbar will come and collect, will take a mashkin from the person with the police, and when he pays up, he can get his mashkin back, or we'll sell that mashkin. But when it comes to a chiyuv, where a person has to bring a korban chatas or a korban asham, we don't get involved, because over there, we can be certain that a person will take care of his own needs for kapara. Nobody wants to die without making sure that he gets a kapara. When it comes to a chiyuv of an eilar, a shlomim, that a person was makabel on himself, there we don't trust a person to bring it on his own. And if he made such a neder, we see that he hasn't paid up, then we will be memashkin in otan, even though we know that a korban eilar is mechaper mikufya on an essay. He doesn't consider that to be such an important kapara, because the Torah wasn't mechayev him to bring a kapara. So it's sort of like an extra. For an extra, people keep putting it off, and they'll put it off and never pay. Now, you'll ask, how in the world can we force a person to bring a korban? Because, I mean, the Torah says that it's only l'ritzon no. So if he doesn't want to do it, it's not going to help us to force him.
Even the
chiyuv? Even the chiyuv. Explains the Mishnah. Afa pish emit kaperlo ad shiyitratze. Even though lemaisa, there won't be a kapara until a person accepts that he wants to do it. So what good is it to be mamashkin somebody to do it? The thing is, and this is Hosek, it says, yakrivo to lirutzono. But what we do is, we're kofim oto ad shiyomar rotzani. We keep pushing him until the point where he's ready to say, okay, I want. We have the same principle where lamaisa, it doesn't help for a person to give a get through his actions when he doesn't want to give the get. So you'll say, how then can Beis Din ever force a person where there's a chiyuv to give a get? How can we force him to give a get? The get is ipso facto batel. But what we do is, we're kofinimto, until he accepts the fact and announces that, okay, I want it. And as the Rambam explains, the reason that we, even though normally we would say that we take a look at contextually, and we see that he doesn't want it, in which case it's as if he's saying, no, I don't want to drop dead. But in this case, that's not true. Because lamaisa, people want to do what's right. The only thing is that they have these problems with their midot and with their tavot and so on. But the moment that we give them a little bit of help to get rid of those bad midot by smashing them over the head or something, so that way he really does what deep down he desires to. And therefore we don't say that contextually it's bottom. Omer if Papa said, you know, it's not absolute the way the Mishnah says it, that every chiyuv chatas you don't have to be mamashkin, and every chiyuv oila you do have to be mamashkin. Sometimes it could be the opposite. But I mean that a chiyuv of a chatas you will be mamashkin, and a chiyuv of an oila you won't need to be mamashkin. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a chiyuv of a chatat where a nazir has to bring a korban chatas. Over there, we're going to force him to bring the korban chatas if we see he doesn't bring it. Because the chatas nazir, since the kivan de amar ma im gilak alachad bin shloshtam yatsa, that if lamaisa he had brought his haircut at the same, done his haircut at the same time that he did the ayla or the shalomi, then he would have been yaitza. And furthermore, in Nizrak Echad Min Adamim, if any one of the three korbanot, the Chatat Olah, the Shlamim, Chatat Nazir, the Olah Nazir, the Shlamim Nazir, if any one of those damim had been brought on the Mizbeach, at that point he already been Hutra Nazir Lishtot Yayin, Ulatam Elametim. So the guy figures, okay, so I was already Yotze, you know. It's not gonna, I can now be a normal guy, and I'm Yotze all my Chiyuvim. One day I'll bring the Korban Chatat. So over there, Parsha Bevelomaita, I'll end up not bringing it. So there you have a case where it's a Korban Chatat, but the person feels no need to bring it. And the Mamela, we will be Mamashkin. And I can show you a case where an Oila, exactly the opposite. There are times where an Oila, the person's going to feel that he's got to bring it, and we don't have to get involved. And a Mamashkin, where would that be? I'd say an Ola Yoledet. So the Ola Yoledet, she's going to have to bring it, because if she doesn't bring her Oila and she only brings her Chatas, she will not be Tahira to eat Kotchin. Now, wait a minute. Where'd you get that from? Olat Yoledet, my Mihu. I mean, I'm assuming that the reason that you say that the Oila is Ma'akev is because, since it says in the Pasuk, Tavi Keves Ben Shnato Le'ola, before it says to bring the Chatat. So that means that the Torah was mocked in the Korban Oila of a Chatat, of a Yoledet, to the Korban. So you want to understand, based on that, that it's going to be the Iker and therefore it'll be Ma'akev. But that's not true. Everybody knows the famous explanation of that pasuk by Rava, we had back in Zvachim, that the only meaning of the Kedima is Lemikra'a, Hikdima HaKatuv. Now Rashi learns Lemikra'a means to read it in the pasuk first. Which Tosfos says, that's crazy. There's no implications to such a thing. What do you mean, Lemikra'a? Therefore, Tosfos understands Lemikra'a means to be Magdish, to be Kerei Shem. So you have the two birds, be Magdish, the Oila one, be Kerei the Shem of the Oila before you Kerei the Shem of the Chatas. Or if it's Ashira, be Magdim, the Kri of the Oila, the Hegdish of the Oila. But in any event, it certainly is not an implication in terms of the chiyuv or the ikuv of the tahira of the yoledes. So why would she feel compelled in that case to bring her oila? She doesn't need her oila if she brought her chata. So that can't be the case. Oh, sorry. Okay, you know what the case is then? The case is an oila of a mitzera. Why would a mitzera feel compelled to bring an oila that we shouldn't need to go in there and get involved to be mamashkin him? The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Breka. Aymer, we should say Rabbi Yehuda ben Breka, the Shita changes it. So he says, Kishem shechatato va'ashamato ma'akavato, kach olato ma'akavato. In the same way that the korban, everybody understands that the chatas and the osha of the mitzera is ma'akev. The oila is also ma'akev, and says, since it's ma'akev, and he wants to become tahor and get rid of the stigma of his tzarat, he'll bring the oil on his own. We don't need to be mamashkin. So Lamaisa, the Mishnah is talking about a standard case of a chiyuv chatas, where for a kapara, a standard case of an oil for a nedava. But in cases where that isn't, it's certainly possible that it could be exactly the opposite. You'll be dafka mamashkin for a chatas, and you bedafka won't need to be mamashkin for an oil. Continues the Mishnah, afa pisha inu mitchaper lo ad shi yitratze. Even though Lamaisa, you'd say, well, what good is it anyway to force a guy to bring a korban? It's not going to be lirat sono, right? So, I mean, the Torah isn't interested in this kind of korban. So, what are we doing? Tanu Rabban, since it says by korban oila, it says, im ola korbano, mina bakar, zachar tamim yakriveno, etc., etc., yakrivo to lirat sono. So now, I'm asking you, we just said Zakarta mim yakrivenu el petach ha'omoy. So what do you need yakrivoto liritzono? That's completely extra. Yakrivenu, yakriv. Ella, what does that teach us? See to it, kofinota. You can force him to bring it. That's the extra yakrivoto. Somebody else can force him to be yakrivoto. Ah, if that's the case, continues the Braita, yocho ba'al korcho. So then that would mean force him whether he wants to or not? No. That's why the next word in the Pasuk is Yakrivoto Liritzono. He has to want. Understand, isn't that a contradiction? No. Haketza, the only way out of that contradiction is that your Kofinoto, you keep hitting him over the head, until he is ready to say, okay, I want to bring it, I want to do it. Omar Shmuel, Ola tzricha da'at. Shinamar liritzono. It says in a pasuk liritzono on the oila. So you should know the oila requires his acquiescence. That's the, what, we just read that in a Mishnah. I need Shmuel to tell me a Mishnah. My kamashmal and Tanina. The Braita brought the actual pasuk from the, like the Mishnah did, from the pasuk about an eilas. What's Shmuel coming to tell me a chiddush? I'll tell you my chiddush, Shmuel. Lo tzricha the parsh lechavrei. The Mishnah's talking about a case where we're forcing him to pay. And I'm telling you, in a case where his friend comes forward and says, listen, I want to pay for this guy. So I'm like, here's a carbon. Bring it for him. So I might have thought that in a case where Bezdin took his money from his house, sold his TV, over there you need that he should say right something. But if somebody else comes forward and pays, you don't need a right sani, because over there's nothing. I mean, why not? Yeah. Kamash malam that. No, you still need a right sani. Why? Because zimne de lo nechalei de lichbor memide de lav didei. Point is that if I don't have his dot, I can't say, yeah, why wouldn't he want? And the male, of course you're yotze. You need to know that he wants. I shouldn't say hachiyama rights, obviously I'm forcing. But we need to know that he wants. Why? Because sometimes a person who's bringing a gift to Hekdesh and he wants to be Misratz Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want somebody else to pay for it. He doesn't want a kapora from something that's not his own. It just feels really low class. He doesn't want to do that. So unless you got his permission, we'd have to assume that it's not no good. Ask the Gemara. Meitveh, it says Beferish, not like that. It says in the Braita. If somebody comes forward and he says, Chatato v'ashamosha ploni alai, I'm going to bring so-and-so Tzchi of Chatas for him, or a Tzchi of Asha. So the din over there is only Ladat, he's Yotze. But if it's Shalom Ladat, he's not Yotze. Ola tov v'shlamavsha ploni alai, that's not such an important kapara, apparently, is what it's saying. And over there you don't need his dot. Ben ladat, ben shalol ladat yatzah. So what Shmuel is saying? No, a guy, even his oil, is not going to want somebody else to bring. Here it says, fresh, not like that. Amalek Shmuel, excuse me, it's two completely different issues. One, when it comes to the chatas and osho, is his das for the attaining of kapara. That's a different question, but it has to be literate saying that. What I said about the Ayla is that he has to be willing for someone else to pay for it. Now, to be willing for someone else to pay for it, if he knew about the karba at the time that the other person is mafrish the karba, that's enough. He says, okay. Now, the fact that we didn't bring it for another 3 days, we didn't tell him we're bringing the karba. That's not important. But when it comes to the chatas and asham, it needs to be for the kapora he needs to have das. That's the difference. No problem with the braita. Ki tanya hi b'sha'at kapora. Over there, the difference between a chatas and an oila is that at the time of the kapora, since he was already mitratzeh, the irtzi b'sha'at hafrasha, that braita is talking about where at the time that the guy was mafreshit, the person accepted that someone else would pay. Now all we need to have is his das b'shas kapora for the chatas. But for an oila, we don't need any further das. And ki kamina ana, all I was talking about when I said you have to have his das for an oila was just at the time that the man is paying for it, not at the time that you're bringing it. Now what's interesting is that Shmuel's approach, that there's a difference between an oila and a chatas, but only b'shat hafrasha, is the exact opposite of Ula's approach. Because Ula says, the Omar Ula, lo chilku ben chatat la'ola. You should know, even though the Mishnah seems to be made, this bright over here, it seems to be making a big difference between a chatas and an oila. We saw differences here in the Mishnah. But the only difference is that a chatas requires that b'shat hafrasha. But an oila does not require dat b'shat hafrasha, because people don't resist someone else's paying for an oila. It's not so chashev a kapara for him, but you definitely require dat for the level of kapara for both of them. The exact opposite of Shmuel. Literally, the mirror image. B'shat kapara, both of them are only going to be yetzir ladat, shor ladat lo yetzir. Now, on this we come forward with the following brayta, which lamaisa appears to be a contradiction to both of them. It says chatato va'ashamo olato or shlamav shaploni alai. There's no difference. Ladat yatzar shalodat lo yatza. No. So that's wrong, both according to Shmuel and according to Ula. Both Shmuel and Ula are mechalek between the Eila on the one hand, and the Eila and Shlomim on the one hand, and the Chatas V'Hashem on the other hand. So that's the bright that said there's no difference. So this bright is really not a problem to either of them. Why? Because both Shmuel and Ula have a case where there's no difference. According to Shmuel, there's no difference. B'sha'at Hafrasha. According to Ula, there's no difference b'sha'at kapara. So they don't have a problem. Shmuel, mukila, b'sha'at hafrasha. So as long as there was das, b'sha'at hafrasha, it's fine. And that's true of all of the types of korbanos. That's what the braita is saying. Whereas Ula says this braita is actually talking about only b'sha'at kapara. There's no difference. But b'sha'at hafrasha, there is a difference. So now, let's just sum up. Omer of Papa, listen. The two brayta that appear to be contradictory, because the second brayta says there's no difference between them, and the first brayta said only a chatas for Hashem requires that, but an Eila and a Shlomim doesn't require that. There's no contradiction between those two brayta. Okay? Because one could be talking about Shat Afrasha, and one could be talking about Shat Kapra. I don't know which, you know. I mean, that depends already on how Shmuel and Ula learn. But there's certainly no problem. When I see these two bright out, I am not going to go and get a high blood pressure over it. It's clear that there's two different cases. So that's not a problem. Bishat kapara, ha, bishat afrasha, no problem. And the two bright out, le'amoroi namilokash, I should say, are also not problems on either of the amoraim. Not on Shmuel and not on Ula. Because Shmuel understands that the first braita that says that there is a difference is referring to the Sha'at Kapara, and the second braita, which says that there is no difference, Batraita, is talking about the Sha'at Hafrasha. Ula will say exactly the opposite, an Ula Muki Upcha. But there is certainly no way of squaring the two shitas of Shmuel and Ula. I mean, they're definitely arguing on each other. Amaroi vadai pligi. That's my summary. That's your summary. What are you teaching the first grade here? Pshita, I understand. We just read the Gemara. I don't need you to sum it up for me. No, not so fast. Suppose I hadn't summed it up, okay? Now, what would have prevented you from claiming like this? Ma'adatema, when Shmuel said b'sha'at afrasha, what he meant was, even b'sha'at afrasha, in other words, whether it's b'sha'at afrasha, whether it's b'sha'at kapara, you must have that. And then he would have had a tiyufta from the first braita, and he would have said, well, it's a machlokas tanoim, and I'm going like the second braita. I mean, that's an alternative way of understanding it. I want to make it very clear. And now Shmuel was actually a mirror image of Ula, not a tosefet on Ula. And therefore, both Ula and Shmuel have no problems with either braita. It's just that they explain them in completely opposite ways. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues to say, we will do the same thing for a get. Omrif Shesha. Now listen, if the guy is very smart, and he, before he goes to Beit Din, he knows the Beit Din is going to insist that he gives a get. And he doesn't want to get beaten up in Beit Din, you know? So he writes out a moda'ah, he calls witnesses in to witness a moda'ah. Listen, gentlemen, these rotten rabbis are going to force me to give a get to my darling wife, you know, the grusha, me a coin, but what can you do, you know? And I want everybody to know, I really don't want to give her a get. I'm only writing it out because I don't want them to beat me up. So don't take it seriously. It's a good moda'ah. Moda'ah, moda'ah. It's a moda'ah. His hoidah is a good moda'ah. Obviously. I mean, why wouldn't it be pshita? No. You don't understand. He gives the moda'a. He goes into Beit Din and he resists. And they beat him up. And he gives the get, you see. So pshita, no. Lo tzricha da'asa'u, in the end they did force him. And he agreed, but he never told them about the moda'a, you see. So I would have thought, okay, look, if he resisted and he gave in, so then giving in means forget about it, I give up.
Everything.
And he was mevatel the moda'a by the very virtue of the fact that he gave in. No. There's two different issues over here. Maybe he gave in to write out the get, but it doesn't mean he gave in to be mevatel. So ma'a detema betule batle, I would have thought that in giving in is included an assumed bitul of any previous moda'a. Kamashmalan, that in fact he has to actually be mevatel, that moda'a. And in fact, it's clear what Rav Shesha said from the Mishnah. And that's really the basis of it. Because look, why does the Mishnah say, until he says Rotzani? What do you mean you say Rotzani? You wrote out the get. That's good enough for us, buddy. We don't care what you're thinking. Right? But if the Mishnah says he had to say, what did he have to say? Must mean that he needs to actually articulate. Any moda'a that I gave, I hereby am avata los moda'ot. But the fact that he gives out the get doesn't prove a darn thing. Because the inkein litne, let the Mishnah just say, achi yitain. We force the guy to give a get. And that's enough. What do you mean, achi yomar? What does he have to say? Because he has to actually say. We won't accept this get until first is mavatel any unknown moda'ot that were given previously. Hadran alacha omer mishkali alai. Shum hayitomim shoshim yom. Where Beit Din has to, unfortunately, sell property from yitomim, where the father died leaving outstanding debts that were a ketuvim b'shtar, and therefore there are now liens against the property of the Yerusha. Even, this does explain, even shuma yetomim, but it's also true of anybody, even people that are adults, we always give 30 days of advertisement in advance so that we can get a better price. So in other words, we don't simply walk in, make an assessment, and use that as the evaluation. We give people a chance to bid up the price, and therefore we require 30 days of advertisements to make certain that as many people as is reasonable should have heard about it to make offers. But where you're coming to collect from Hegdesh, Shuma Hegdesh, which we just spoke about, in a case where a guy doesn't pay his erechin, or where a guy doesn't pay for his korban olah, we want to make absolutely certain that we get the very best price. We give it 60 days, shishim yom. And the announcement has to be made twice a day, in the morning, in the early morning, and in the evening. Boker uba erech. So we're going to see. First, we need to understand why it's Boker Be'erev. Ask the Gemara, what's this Boker Be'erev thing? Ma'ishna Boker Be'erev. What is the purpose of an announcement? And from that, we'll see where it has to be made. Omer Yehuda Merav, the point over here is Shar Shchem. So it's B'sha'at Hotza'at Po'alim, Sha'at Hachnasat Po'alim. What we need to do is for people to hear this announcement at the time that they're picking up the people that work for them, and at the time that they're picking them up from work and bringing them back home. Why? Because b'sha'at hotza'at po'alim, there may be people, the e'ika, if there's anybody that is interested in buying, what he's going to do is, he's going to collect his farm workers, and he'll say, look, before you go out to work today, I'd like you to look over this property at the corner of such and such an intersection. and tell me whether you think it's a good investment.
His workers, he says.
His workers, because they're the experts. So he's lazy to go himself. He maybe doesn't know. So he'll tell his father, Ezeel, do me a favor. Go over there, Cyril on the Ali, go across to all property, spend a few hours there, and I want to hear what you have to say. But then we need to once again make the akhraza b'shat hakhnasat po'alim, because at that point, we need for him to remember to ask them, nu, what do you think? So there, it's in order to be nitka, the amalahu nezel nishailinu. When he hears that, he thinks, oh my gosh, I should really find out what they think. Tanya nami achi, shulma yetomim, shloshim yom, shulma hegdesh, is shishim yom, and here in the bright that says beferish, machriz baboker ba'erev b'sha'ato tza'at po'alim, u'b'sha'at hakhnasat po'alim. And how does the advertisement read or announced? Soda ploni, such and such a field, which everybody knows is across the street from the McDonald's, the Simanea, and you give the Meitzarim, it borders on Highway 61 on this side, borders on the river on the other side, and so on and so forth. Kachi yafa, this is its production level, it's producing currently 300 bushels of wheat per acre, and kachi shuma, we've had it assessed at such and such a value. Kolarotzeli kach, anybody who wants to put in an offer, yavovi yikach, should put in an offer, as the Rishonim point out, they should bid each other up. And the point, and this for some reason is included in the advertisement, and the point of this sale is that a person should buy almanat litein leisha b'ktuvata, in order to pay up a woman her ktuva, or in order to pay up a creditor, lebal chov b'chovo. But what is that all about? What's the point? What does the buyer give a hang who the money is being given to? Lomeli lamemar almanat litein leisha ktuvata or bal chov chovo. It's none of his business. Oh, but you're wrong. You see, it is. Because if there are some people who will buy specifically because they heard that it's going to a creditor. Why? Because as they say to a creditor, you know, if a guy wants to pay you in pork bellies, take it. So he's going to make an offer, and he's going to pay up with make your bezuzi. He's going to pay up with old coins that are really not worth the full shovi, and so on. And he figures, well, the guy's going to be happy to get what he can out of it. So he'll be make your bezuzi. He won't hold him to it, you know. He's happy to come out with money. Yeah, because it isn't really the seller. It's a creditor. So since he hears these words, to give, good, for that I'm ready to make an offer, you know. Some people will make an offer only because it's going to a woman for a ketuvah. Why? Because he figures, you know what, I'll go over to her, she doesn't need all the money. She needs basically an investment. She needs to make sure that she has X amount of money coming in. Fine, I'll make an arrangement with her to have a bank transfer every month, first of the month, for the next 30 years. Meanwhile, I've got a field. So Beisha, the Shakla Yada Yad, she'll take it bit by bit. She doesn't need to have it all at one time. So because of that, we give the additional tamritz. We want to push people to make a good offer. We mentioned to them that, you know, you want to make a deal, make a deal.
No interest in chesed, we're trying to help the Alman.
No, that's not his version. This is a businessman, man. What? Yes, Almanatli 10, sure. No, they can make the deal directly. We're just interested as best in making sure that it gets done.
In the state,
So
he can go directly to the...
That's what he's saying, Almanatli 10, to give it. Right. Tonarabon, so it says in the Braita, Shuma Yetomim Shloshim Yom, Shuma Hegdesh Shishim Yom. That's our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah here is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudai Meir. Shum hayetomim shishim yom. Shum hegesh tishim yom. Rabbi Yudai disagrees. He says, no. It takes 60. 60 days before we'll take property from Yatomim, 90 days for Hekdesh. Chachamim omrim, whereas the Chachamim say both Yatomim and Hekdesh is Shishim Yom. Omer of Chisto, Omer Avimi, Halakha, Shomer Yatomim Shishim Yom. Lamaisa, the halakha is that Yatomim is 60 days. So Rav Chiya Bar Avin was saying this over, Yotu Rav Chiya Bar Avin, V'ka'amal Allah Shmaitate. And he said over, Rav Chista said, Shuma Yatomim Shishim Yom. Omar Lai Rav Nachor Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Did I hear you right? Did you say 60 days or did you say 30? Shishim Kamer or Shloshim? I said Shishim. Really? Did you say Yatomim or did you say Hekdesh? I said Yatomim. Did you say that I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir? Or did you say that like Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Lai, I said that like Rabbi Meir, which of course is not what Rabbi Meir said. He said Shema Yatomim Shloshim Yom. So Rabbi Nachman said to him, I don't understand. Rabbi Meir said Shloshim, not Shishim. So how are you telling me you said this I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir? Omar Lay. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin said to Rabbi Nachman, you better stay away. Because Rabbi Chista told me that Achi Omer Rabbi Chista told me, man, you have no idea how many times Avimi beat me up about this. I am bruised and broken from all of the smashes that I had to absorb from Avimi because I fought him about this and insisted that Rabbi Meir said Shloshim and not Shishim. And he set me straight, Achi Yoma Rotsani. Okay. He said 60. So this is not a good idea, Reb Nachman, to start up with this issue. So because he taught me that I'm very naive because I don't understand what Rabbi Meir said. Yes, Rabbi Meir said Shloshim, but he also said Shishim. How is that? Because Bolach is Ritzufim. If you're going to make this announcement, this advertisement, every single day, then it only needs to be advertised for 30 days. If you're going to make the advertisement only on market days, where the Bezdin is Yoshev, then it's only on Mondays and Thursdays. So if you're going to do it only on Monday and Thursday, then you have to do it over a period of 60 days. And don't ask me. I know what you're going to ask. Well, Monday and Thursday over 60 days is not as many days as 30 days. It's only 18 days. So even though you end up the number of actual days that the ad runs in the paper, it's only 18 days. That doesn't matter. And that was the point of Rabbi Meir. That there's two elements in an advertisement. One of them is the daily awareness, but the other is the gradual acceptance of people for a period of time where the ad campaign makes just as much an impression over a longer time, even though it isn't there every single day. And this, of course, is an important principle in television and radio ads. So Kiva Damashka Milta, since it's going on for a longer time, Shama Inche, it reaches the same number of people and achieves the same result. And when I was saying Shishim Yom for Shuba Yatomim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, I meant Shishim Yom on every Monday and Thursday. That's what I meant. Chai v'yarach v'mashkinin oton, chai v'chata ot v'ashamot, ein v'mashkinin oton. Chai v'yolot v'shlabim v'mashkinin oton, av v'pishen mitchaper lo ad shitratze, shenemar l'rotzono, nonetheless, kofin ato ad shomar rotzani, v'chein ato amer v'gitei nashim, kofin ato ad shomar rotzani. Omrif Papa, this is not written in stone. Pa'amim, shchai v'chata ot, after the ones that v'mashkinin oton, chai v'yolot the ones that ain't a mashkinin otan. Chai vechatot mashkinin otan. Chatas nazir. Why? Because kibbe de omamar. Im gilach alakat mishloshtam yatsa. Or im nizrak alavakad min adamim. Hutaran Azir Lishtot Yayin El Tamel Meitim. He doesn't really care. He's Pasha Bevel Omaite, so we need to bring some pressure. Chayve Olot in Mamashkinata, for instance. Roll out your letter. No, wait a minute. Mind you, the Akhtamei Kro? Oh, Amar Rava, the only point of Akhtamei Kro was L'mikra. But not L'halokha Iktim HaKatub. Okay, take it back. Olat Mitzora. The Tani Rebbe Shmuel Benosh Rebbe Yehuda Yochar Bebroko Mer Keshem Shechatato Vashamo Ma'akavato Kach Olato Ma'akavato Va'af Opishenu Mitchaper Lo Hashi Yitratze. Listen to the Albright. The Tani Rebbe. It says Yakriven. And then it says Yakrivoto. Me'olam Shikofinoto. Yochar Balkocho Talmud Lomar Yakrivoto Liritzono. Ha'ketzat Kofinoto Hashom Erotzani Omer Shmuel Ola also needs that. Shenamar liratzono, my kamashmon tanina apa pisha in mitchaperlo archiyitratze shenamar liratzono. Ah, lo tzricha in a case where parish lechavre, you see, so mal de tema. Okay, you need that. That's only where he's paying for it. But if chavre is paying for it, lo kamashmon zimnin de lo nechal de lechaper b'midi de lavdite meter chatato v'ashama shaploni alai. Ladat yatsa shalol ladat lo yatsa. Olato shlamav shaploni alai. Bein ladat bein shalol ladat yatsa. Ono chashmul, that's not a problem. Kitani b'sha'at kapara, where he was already mitratze b'sha'at afrasha, where I was talking about sha'at afrasha. Now, in this distinction, he's arguing on ula. Pligid ula nomer ula lo chilku ben chatat lo ula. Ela shechatat zrichadat b'shat afrasha v'ola in zrichadat b'shat afrasha, you see. But b'shat kapara, ine ve'ine ladat yatsa, shelo ladat lo yatsa. Meitve. Chatato v'ashamo olato, or shelamav shaploni alai, they're all the same. And ladat yatsa, shelo ladat lo yatsa. So how do you explain that? Very simple. Shmuel, mukila b'shat afrasha, where they're all the same. And Ula is Mukila Bashat Kapara, where according to him, that's where they're all the same. Omer of Papa, in summary, the Matnaita Adadi Lokashan, obviously one is referring to Bashat Kapara, one is referring to Shat Afrasha, I don't care which one is which. Amoroi Nami Lokasha, because Shmuel will explain Kamaita Bashat Kapara, but right to Bashat Afrasha, and Ula will be Moki, the exact opposite. And the only thing that is left is that the Amoraim are vadai pligi. My pshita. No, not so fast. Ma de tema. Mai bishata frasha de koma shmuel. Af bishata frasha. Even though that would mean that the first brighter would be a tiyufta, he could always say he's going like the second brighter, which is an entirely different approach. And the brighter are arguing on each other. Kama shmalan, as I said it. V'chein b'gitei nashim kofinota shoverotzani. Omer v'sheshet but. Hai man de mosar moda'a agita. It's a good moda'a. Pshita. Ah, latzrich besa. Ooh. And he in the greed in the end. So ma'o de tema. That itself is betule batle the moda'a. Kamash malan. And the proof is, the imkein litne achiyitain. Why does it say achiyomarotzani? Because he has to actually state that he's being mavato all previous moda'ot. Shum hayetomim 30 yom, v'shum hayekdesh 60 yom, u'machrizim baboker u'ba'erev. Ma'ishna baboker ba'erev. Omer v'yirom harav, b'sha'at hotza'at po'alim, u'b'sha'at hachnasat po'alim. B'sha'at hotza'at po'alim, t'ikan aneichel ha'mizvan, omer lo po'alim, will you do me a favor, Isaiah Sire l'niale? And b'sha'at hachnasat po'alim, that way he'll remember that he had told them to go, so he'll go in Yishalinu. Tanya Miyachi, Shuma Yetomim, Shloshim Yom, Shuma Egdesh Yishim Yom, Machrizim Baboker, Ube'erev B'Shat Hotzat Po'alim, U'B'Shat Hachlasat Po'alim. Omer, Soda Ploni, Simaneha, Meitzereha, Kachi Yafa, Production, Kachi Shuma by the Assessors, Kol HaRotze Likach, Evo V'Yikach, Amanat V'Tein Li'Isha B'Ktuvata, Le'Balcho B'Chovo. What is that part? Lomeli Lomeimar, because Ike and Echle Balkov, the maker of Zuse, and Ike Echle be Isha, the Shakla al Yad al Yad. Turn around one on Shumia Tomim Shoshinyo, Shumeg the Shishinyo, Tibre Vime, Rebut Omer, not the same. Shuma Yatomim is 60 yom, but the Shuma Hekdesh is davka 90 yom. Chachamim omrim, echadze ve'echadze, both are exactly the same 60 yom. Omer Chis to Omer Avimi, halacha Shuma Yatomim 60 yom. Yotem v'chiyah barobim v'kamal ala shmaitza. So Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Reb Chiya bar Rabbi, let me get this straight. Shishim karmet or shulshim karmet? I'm a shishim. You were referring to Yatomim and Hekdesh. I said Yatomim. You were going like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yida. I'm like Rabbi Meir. That's what I thought. But Rabbi Meir said shulshim. I'm like, you better look out. Hoki om Rav Chista. Kul fitavi boi ala miyavimi ha-shvaitato. Boi lachriz et rufim shulshim. Lachriz b'sheni v'chamishi it's shishim. V'halk agav v'chikoshiv l'omar l'yumi achroza. It only works out to Tmanat Tzer Yumi, but Kima Damashka Milta, Shame Inche.